Good morning, this past week's daf is daf Lamed Daled in the fourth perek in Maseches Nedonim. So let's see, the sugya starts on Lamed Gimel Beis. It goes on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, the bottom Mishnah. The three cases the Mishnah talks about. That was the first sugya. The fact that he could pay off his choiv. And now the Mishnah says, "Machzelos avedosai." Machzelos avedosai. It would seem that the Mishnah is coming to tell me that the Baal Aved is the one who is Mudah Hano. He can't have Hano from the Machs, from the Moitza Aved, the one who finds it. Right, that would seem to be the most Rishon. We'll find out in the Gemara whether that's necessarily so. Back upon him, he could give him back his Aveda. And the fact that he has back the Aveda, that in itself is not considered Hano. The Ran says, "Umachzos avedosai, deloy midi yohivlei." He's not giving him anything. El midam dinavshe komahadale. It's his. It was his the whole time. Right? He's not getting anything new. He's not receiving a present. It was his. It was his. Now we could point out at this point that true that. Monetarily, you know, he's not getting anything more. It's not that he's acquiring a new object because it belonged to him the whole time. However, that till this point it was lost and he wasn't able to use his object. He didn't have the practical hishtamshus, the usage from it. So this person, the Moitz Aveda, he facilitated the ability to use that object. So it would seem to be that that's not considered a hano concerning this halacha here.
Why don't they say that if he didn't get it back, because he never got it back, then he would be out the value of the object, and he would have to spend money to replace it, whatever it was. He'd have to spend money.
Okay.
So now, because he doesn't have to spend the money, he is getting a hano.
But is that? But what's that? I know
that
want to look at that money that he would have had to spend.
Yeah.
So we should look at it as his bank account is lacking.
If he wouldn't get it back, he would have to spend. It's an if.
Okay.
But since he did, so he gets Hanoah, because he doesn't have to spend.
So is that necessarily? I'm just thinking what that is. I mean, we had, as far as that's concerned, we have even more, right? Shekel or Shikloi, right? That there is a outstanding debt that someone pays off. That's the first part of the mission, that's not considered a hano. This over here is that much more removed, right? From that, right? It's not even an outstanding debt. You're saying if he wouldn't find it, then you know maybe he would replace it, and that would cost him money, right? I would think that is definitely much more removed from the case of paying off a debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So you know the fact that if he would have had to, right, that mean being that didn't yet happen, so that's probably not something that we would consider as he's having a monetary gain from that. You can't look at that as the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we just said the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Machs Avidasi, and the Ran tells us at this point the understanding of Machs Avidasi. We're assuming right now that the one who has who was lesser from Hano is the one who lost his Aveda, and therefore the issue is retrieving, getting back his Aveda, is that a Hano? And that the Ran tells us that no, that's not a Hano because it was his the whole time. See, he didn't acquire anything new to say that his bank account was increased, right? And we just were moreover that even though the usage was something that he was given, till this point he didn't have the usage because he didn't know where his item was. It would seem like enabling someone usage that would not be considered hano.
For the reason you just said now? Or you had a different
question? Oh, we were talking about...
Right. It sounded like that was a different question.
Right, it was a different question. Right.
Why do you say usage? Why? I mean, I see the Gemara seems to say that way. The question is why.
Right. Right.
He gave over the sugi at lunch on Shabbos, and a big Talmud Chacham asked this question. So,
yeah, right. So this needs a definition. So I would say that it's more technical. Right, if we need to explain why this would be. Right, he's not really getting anything. You're not giving him, you know, the rights to the usage, the rights he had. It's more like a technical thing, and that just technically, you know, give him that wouldn't be unless there's like Mora says there's a monetary issue, but let's say. Maybe that would be similar to like this. Let's say I have to, you know, find that. But according to this, let's say you teach someone, right? You know, how to use something, right? It's a similar idea, right? Over here, he doesn't have it, right? Even if he has it, but he doesn't know how to use it, right? And you teach him how to use it, right? So if it wouldn't be something that people pay for, right? Because then you have to deal with that. That's the what the Mishnah talks about, not only a schar. But if it wouldn't be something people take money for, so. You know, he just enabling him to use it. It would seem like that's not considered ahno. That there is no monetary gain in that.
There is also in these sugya, it's always the question of trying to understand what the person meant when he said the nether, right? So in other words, this might not extend to other parts of halacha.
Right. That's always true. Right. If it's missing in the intention. But not intrinsically considered a hano. Right.
Chavaris brought down that cheetah by Vitter. It's one I think from the Tori.
Oh yeah.
Tori Evan maybe something like that. It's easy always to understand that explanation when you have in Durham. We have that to fall back on, but it feels less. It feels like a loophole.
Okay, but it's a good question, which does need a better classification.
Put something out there, because this whole sugi was really, really bothering me, and then I saw something in the Choveris last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it made me maybe think that maybe this is the answer, that even though the Mishnah doesn't seem to say that it's an isser to get hana from that person, but the Gemara the whole time is talking about nichse.
He's talking about what?
Nichsei, that you can't get hana from his nechasim. And so this Chavaris is trying to work out what was asered here by the machsir or the Balaveda. is that you can't get hana from the person, or you can't get hana from his nechasim. And it might be that that might be a nafkamina, meaning if you can't, meaning it might be that if you were usher to get hana from him, then returning the shimush, maybe that would be a hana, because that's from him. But if you're just usher to get from his nechasim, and he returned to you the shimush, he didn't return to you the shimush from his nechasim.
So we see from Matana that it's really the nechasim and not the person, because even if it's out of the person's rishus, you're still not allowed to get rishus in it, at least according to Rava.
According to Matana.
In other words, we said that what if the person assers a kikar on someone and then gives it to him as a matana, is it still asser? Right, and
you're talking about the next on the
right.
Other case. Okay, fine.
And the Rava says that it's still aser, right? So that shows that it's not getting hana from the person, because the person doesn't own that anymore. It's from the kikar itself, right? So you would extend that to the nechasim. It's not getting the hana from the person, because even liyitzur, let's say the person were to sell the nechasim, you would assume that he would say it's still aser.
So you want to say that if you ossered the person himself was osser, then giving the matana would still make it osser even after he gave it, because he did the action of the giving?
Not because he did the action of the giving, because what he ossered on him was the nechasim, not the giving the hana. No,
you're confusing me in the way you're saying it. Okay. So try to say it again. Or maybe we'll skip this and do this later.
Before I go into the pratim, is the Gemara on Om Beis necessarily what we're discussing?
That's
what you answered?
If a person says, my kicker is usher on you, right? So, if it's not his kikar anymore, right? Why would it still be aser? Right? It's because he made this object. In other words, the hama is on the object.
Right. I understand that. I'm saying, but is that necessarily telling on what our mission is talking about? Hamudu hanome chavere. You're right. Definitely over there, you asked the kikar, right? That's definitely what it was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Which definitely sounds like it's you can't receive hana from the person, and like you're saying, the Gemara talks as if it has to do with the nechosim. Sprat, so what did you see over there? All right, maybe we'll get to that.
Maybe they're the difference. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the question, right? What does Hamudu Hanome Chaveri mean? Does that talk to his nechosim or the person himself? Okay, fine. So let's see once again where we standing. We're talking about Max Avedos. If you understand why the Veda itself is not a Hanome, because it was his the whole time. And we just raised the question of hishtamshus, right? We might find some stardom on the Gemara Amud Beis. Okay, but at this point, this is how the Ran tells us the initial understanding of the Mishnah, right? And we're about to get there right now. So now let's just read the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Mokom shnayin le'aschar tiplano lehektish. Right, what this means over here is that if the returning of an aveda is something which deserves compensation or gets compensation, now what that compensation is, the Ran tells us, the Hainu im hoyem machse botel min hasela, if the one who returned this aveda in his involvement in returning the Aveda, he lost or was not able to make the money that he would have done. So that's the halacha of neitn le'aschar, to replace to whatever degree what what he was not able to make because he was returning someone else's aveda. Such a situation, there's payment. Tipol hanola hektish. Now the Ran says, "Im ein machzir roitzil lekabel aschar." Now, of course, if the person who found the aveda is willing to take the money, so if you pay him, so fine. So then, you know, the one whose aveda is returned is not gaining anything because he's paying for the service. However, if the person who finds the aveda does not want to accept schar, it's beneath him to accept the schar. So the rabbi talks such a. So now the problem is that there is a benefit, a monetary benefit that he gained over here through the mechila, that person who he was moichel to him the money, which is really owed to him. So in that the Mishnah says that tipol hanola hektish. Zokta Rang, yineno mudar lehektish, he should give it to hektish. She'ilu hoya moichel madir nimtsa mehanehim. If he would be moichel mehanehim, he would be giving him hanola. Now we sort of raised the question on exactly how to understand what's being accomplished over here. See, one maybe might understand, and maybe there is some truth to this, maybe what he's doing is he's just ridding himself of the hano, of that pruta, or whatever the value is. That's really what he's coming to do over here. And if at the end of the day he's not gaining from the mechilas of the Moitza Aveda, so there's no hano. That might seem at first glance what's happening over here. We were just questioning last time exactly how that works. Because when he returns the aveda and he's not charging him, so he's mechilitz. The problem is right then and there with the mechila that he's nena. You know, afterwards, giving it away, does that really help? On a few accounts. First of all, does it take care of, you know, in the interim, till he gives it the hektish? That's one point, one point. And another point also is that is it sufficient to do such a thing like that? Meaning to say he has by him, he was nana, right? So now he's making a donation to Hektish, so could a person, does it really help? You know, could he, is enough just to deal with his total assets and just say that, well, I gained from him, you know, my total assets increased, so if I just decrease it, you know, I'm taking away the hano, is that sufficient to do such a thing, or you know your assets in there? You gave an adava to Hektish. It's not going to take away. I mean, just like if yesterday you would have given an adava, the fact that you're giving an adava because you want to decrease your assets, does that really help? That one could question on that understanding. If you medayik in the Ran, what is the mashmois of the Ran? The Ran says, "She'ilu hayamoyche leimadir nimtsa manehu." Right? If he were to be moyche him, he is being giving him an all. It would sound like today he's not being moyche, right? Yeah. If he were to be moyche him, he's giving him an all. Right? I mean, right? I mean, regardless, he's being moichel because of what we're saying, right? He's just after his mechila, you know, he's sort of, you know, getting rid of it, right? She'ilu hoya So there's mashmois in the Ran over there that maybe what we're accomplishing is that, that there is no mechila, right? That's what we spoke last time, that that really what's happening over here is that the charge is you're not being mechil the charge, you're just forwarding the charge someplace else. And therefore we discussed last time that that you know who even you know gets the schar over here for giving this to Hektish, who gets the for this donation, because if we were to understand the way we're talking right now, you know it's as if the Moitza Aveda says you know I don't want it you know but give it to Hektish, in other words that give that payment that you owe me, right, give it to Hektish for me, right? That's what it is. And that's how I'll accept my payment, right? So if that's what's happening over here, so then we understand as far as the Hano is concerned that he's talking not being done because he's really paying, right? You know, it's no worse than if he would have accepted it. And then he would say, listen, do me a favor. You want to, you know, you're heading to the Beis HaMikdash. You want to, you know, take it with you, right? That's essentially what happened over here, right? That he could make the payment that is due, you know, to Hektish, and you know, being that it's owed to that person. So by giving it to Hektish, that's how he is actually fulfilling his obligation. Alright, so according to that, it would be easier to understand why there is no Hano over here, right? Because he's actually making the payment. Alright?
Just a medir that the Rebbe is making from the word im.
Right.
So, and I hate to keep on bringing him on the base, but could he not be saying that lafuke? I mean, he's taking sides in the shita of are we talking about a case where it's also for the machzer to get it, or as compared to the other cases, you know, what the Gemara says, you know, answers for the other mandomer is it talking about that he could accept it, but if he doesn't want to accept it, then he should give it to the Beis HaMikdash, right? As compared to the case where he's mechuyev to, you know, that there's no other option.
So I'll tell you, I mean, the reason why we would have understood like this is because, like, the first part of the Ran, right? The first part of the Ran is explaining the Mishnah that the Isser Hanoah is to the Baal Aveda, right? Since he's not working, doesn't seem to be working with that other option at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but that's consistent, right? That's, in other words, he's saying that the cases where it's to the right to the Baal Aveda, and therefore it's a case where if the person isn't. And therefore, it's a case where if the person doesn't want to accept it, as compared to that he can't accept it, right? That those two things stem.
Right. So, but I didn't follow what you said. We made a deek over here. I thought the answering of the deek was taking into account that the one who was the Israel was the Moshe Aveda.
Okay.
Right.
In other words, you don't need that. No, again, the Ran is establishing the case of that the Isser Hanoah is to the
Baal
Aveda.
Right.
So therefore, the Ran is bothered by the question. So why didn't he just pay the money and? And because there's no Isser Hanoah, and so the Ran is explaining that the Ukimta is if the Baal, not that it's usher to give it to the finder, because the finder doesn't have an Isser Hanoah, but the Ukimta is that if he if the finder doesn't want it, then the Baal.
Let me see if I can word what I think you're saying. You can tell me
go
if
ahead,
this is
please,
right.
Yeah.
What he's saying is we wanted to learn that the im is if he'll be mochel it as opposed to transferring the chiyuv to someone else, right? That's the way the Rav was learning. If he'll be mochel it first, and then the guy gives a tzedaka, as opposed to if he transfers the chov and he pays it directly to the hekdesh without the mechila.
Right.
And Shlomo is suggesting the im is, im he'll be mochlet as opposed to taking it.
Right.
Right? That's what he wants to say. So maybe that's the answer. There's an ilu. There's an im and an ilu. Maybe that's the answer to Shlomo.
We're going that if he's ein machzer reitzel lekabel. And now there's two choices, mechila or nesina lehekdish. No?
What do you
it sounds like we established that he doesn't want to take it. Right? Now that he doesn't want to take it, now what do we do? So, on that it was mashma that he either could have been mechilit. And that the Mishnah is saying, no, don't take that route of being Meichelit. Rather, don't be Meichelit and give it to Hekdesh. That's how we were reading it. Now, how are you reading that? You're going back on the original premise of She'ilu hoya, ilu hoya Meicheloi.
In other words, that the Mishnah is trying to tell us, Why doesn't the motzi just take it, and we don't have this problem?
So that's the first part of the round, right? So he doesn't want. And I thought let's look to see how this goes. Sounds like we're past that, right? It's established he doesn't want it, and now the round tells us, according to what the Mishnah is saying, is that what do you do now, right? So I thought they were saying that there's two options: either be moichelit. Fine, don't take it, be moichelit. Right? And that's what I'm saying, that's a problem if he's moichelit. So, therefore, don't be moichelit and give it to Hekdesh.
Right, but again, where does the Rav being medayek?
So you see that there's an im at the beginning of the Rav, and he says im, and then there's an ilu.
Right, so I'm focusing on the im, right? I don't know.
He's being medayek from the ilu.
That's what I remember. That's not how I remember the Rav saying earlier, maybe.
Okay, you're right. Maybe I used the wrong word.
I don't know. Maybe I heard the word wrong.
You're right. I really was focusing on this second part. Right, which you're right. The proper word should have been she'ilu. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, I think we're kind of talking the same.
Okay.
The same thing.
Okay.
Let's see the Gemara. Okay. We want to get to the Gemara.
Something interesting. Meaning, if in a makom where they don't take schar, l'chora, he's not being mahanahim by returning it. The only issue is a makom that he takes schar and he doesn't want to be makabel the schar.
Right.
So I'm assuming that al pi adin, since there's a makom where people get schar, al pi adin, he's entitled to schar. And in the place where they don't take schar, it's because everybody's mevater on that schar. Would that be a correct way to understand it?
I hear the point that you're raising. So I guess we have to establish that first step. Right? How does it work? Mokum shem makablim and mokum amokum. It's not makablim, right? How does that work? Does the obligation start with the fact that they take schar, and therefore if they don't take schar, we're intrinsically missing an obligation, or the other way? That really in the baseline of the din there is the ability to take it, and people who don't take it is because they're moichel. Now, if you take that route, then that would be I mean, but that should be a problem, right? Because if it's a mechila, then you should always have to give it to Hekdesh, right?
Oh, right. So, I was going to try to be mechalic between a mechila that everybody does versus a personal mechila, but maybe I can't make such a chiluk.
Well, see, mean the mechiluk, I think where you'd have to be heading is that if everyone's mechil, so the chiluk doesn't start in the first place.
Oh.
I would. That's probably where you have to end up,
okay.
Right? Which is, and therefore the two tzedakim really amount to the same thing, right? Because that's what is going to end up. Right? And if intrinsically you don't have the wherewithal to create a chiyuv, or the fact that everyone's meichel, so that's a reason for the chiyuv not to start in the first place in this over here. Right? So then we would arrive at the same point that there is no chiv in the first place.
It's interesting. So if you start from the first tzad, not the tzad I wanted to say, then that intrinsically really there is no chiyuv. The normal thing would not to take schar.
Right.
Then makom shenotim schar, how does that work? It based in was misakin that because people are mavut. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Good point. Very good point. Very good point.
Isn't that a case where the finder, he spent time and he lost money from his job? So it's the unusual case. It's not. But there.
What's the unusual case?
Most people would be moichel, but this fella he lost a lot of money because he took time to find it and return it. So that's the case of Malcolm, where Malcolm Shinotlim al Schar.
You're saying everyone else in that area would not take, it's only him?
Yeah, meaning, yeah, it's a specific case, not the general case. Not the general.
So you're translating Malcolm not to mean a place, but Malcolm means like an instance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, different translation we have over here.
Yeah. Malcolm in a case. In the case.
Oh. I mean, I'm not sure if nobody else is taking schar, why can that guy demand schar?
No, he's...
And now he's saying, I'm demanding schar, but I don't want the schar? No. I mean, it says makom...
I think he's saying even more. He's saying that the instance was that he was bottled from halacha. But as if, like, that's the exception. Most people, when they return an object, they're not even bottled from halacha.
Oh, right?
So he's learning that this is all, that's all... What that is. So, right. So
oh, me, oh. Are you saying in any case where a person is not mevutal from malacha, then you can't take schar? Makum, that a person is mevutal from malacha, then you can take schar.
Right.
Okay, I hear. Okay. All right, and that would answer my question.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what?
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, what you call?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to check the information to see how to translate that word in this instance. Okay, so let's see. Yes, we want to get to the sugi.
Okay.
Let's see. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara as follows. Yeah? Right now we're on Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. By the two dots, machzeloi sabidos. So he's talking about pligi bar Rabbi Ami Rabasi. There's a machlekes on this concerning the our Mishnah between Rami and Rabasi. It's not clear who holds what. That's what the Gemara, says. Charom arzay, charom arzay.
I just want to say, did you say Rebbe or Rav? I'm
just
curious
just
how you read it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what I said.
Oh.
I probably said Rav Ami.
Okay.
Right. But it wasn't the dafka. Right.
Okay.
This helps. Art Scroll says Rabbi.
Rebbe.
Right. Rabbi. He puts it always with the Rabbi, I guess.
Okay, fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because they got smicha at some point, Rav Asi and Rav Ami, Gemara talks about. So I was just curious if holding this as machlokas is after they got smicha or before they got smicha. Okay, sorry.
Okay. One sheet is as follows, that the Aloch and the Mishnah is specifically talking b'shenichsei machzer asur ma'abal haveda, which is the simple understanding how we're understanding right now. And it's the person who he's the baal haveda, the person who had lost his object and he's getting back his object, he's the one who has the issur. He can't be nana from the returner. And on that, the Gemara explains that, and the reason why the Mishnah is saying it's mutter, because what he's returning is something which belonged to him the whole time, so that's why he's not nene. However, but would it be the opposite case that the nechse bal haveda, right, the person who had lost this object, let's say that the Isser is from him to the Machzer, right? The Machzer can't be Nene, right? We'll talk about that deek of the Loshen over here in a second. But Avol Nechse Baal Aveda Asuna Machzer Loi Koma Hadele, then he can't. So let's hear that means. That were it to be that the Moitz Aveda can't be Nene from the Baal Aveda, then he couldn't return it. Now, why? Right? I mean, how is he having hana by returning someone else's aveda? Zok the Gemara, the kamahana le puta dab yosef. Because there is a hana that he's getting. That's the puta dab yosef. Now, what is the puta dab yosef? So the man tells us as follows. The puta dab yosef is really talking about something a little bit different than what we're talking about now. So let's see. You see the round over here? We're in the round over here, like around 5 lines from the bottom, by us in this print. The Kamahan le put the Yosef. Zokt the round. The round says, the Chimahad de la Vidosoi, when he returns his Avedo, we'll discuss exactly what point of the returning is that referring to. But a person who is involved in returning someone else's aveda, mifter milameisav leput leoni, he's potter from giving tzedakah. An animal would come by, so ani comes by, there's an obligation to give, right, to give the ani. So, however, a person who is involved in the return of an aveda is potter. Why is Dr. Ran shoysig b'mitzvah potter in our mitzvah? The basis of his potter is because of this rule, oisik b'mitzvah, is potter min ha-mitzvah. So this is the hano and argimoro that the finder, right? This is the machzer aveda is getting. But toli lo b'Rabbi Yosef, zot gemoro. What does it have to do with Rabbi Yosef? The reason why the gemoro relates is Rabbi Yosef from the pligi Rabbi Rabbi Yosef perek hakoynis sein ledir. There's a machlekes in Baba Kama over there, the Shemer Aveda. A person who finds a lost object, and so he's obligated to watch it, to guard it, until he finds the owner. And the Gemara discusses over there that what type of Shemer does he have, is he considered? There's a difference between Shemer Chinam and Shemer Socher as far as their obligations. Shemer Chinam, we know, is only mechuyev, only responsible for something which is considered a pshia negligence. However, Shemir Socher is chayev on additional things. He's responsible for gneva v'aveda. So it's machlekes Rav Rabbi Yosef, what type or what level Shemir he is. What's his responsibility? Yavak Shemir Socher. So Rabbi Yosef holds, now, a Shemir Aveda seemingly is not being paid, right? So therefore he should be a Shemir Chinam, and he should have the limited responsibilities of a Shemir Chinam. Rabbi Yosef says, no, he's a Shemir Socher. Why? Rabbi Yosef says this idea, to keep the Miftim Ilam Yosef Puta Lo'ani, Shemir Socher have it. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, he is receiving a benefit, a payment, which will give him the status of a Shomer Socher. What is that? Right over here, right? The fact that he's potter from giving tzedakah to an Oni who comes by during that time, so there is a monetary gain that he has, and therefore he's he's classified as a Shomer Socher, and he has the responsibilities of a Shomer Socher, which are greater than that of a Shomer Chinam. Now that's the context that Rabbi Yosef was talking about. Our Gemara is applying it to us. Well, the same way that Rabbi Yosef sees that saving of the pruta will make him into a Shomer Socher. So we see that we view it that he's receiving something. So by the same token, that if there will be an Isra Hanoah between the two, if the finder couldn't be Nana from the loser, then he would also, that would also be considered a Hanoah, the Putz Rabbi Yosef, and he wouldn't be able to, therefore, engage in the return of the Aveda.
Smiling.
Now,
yeah, no questions. Good.
Yeah, we'll try to say it in a right. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about two points over here. Right. First of all, one could think over here that, I mean, the Gemara over there talks about the fact that he's receiving a benefit. He has a benefit. Okay, right? You know, that means that he's benefiting from, he has a benefit, and therefore the Shmira is he's considered a Shomer Socher. Our issue is that he can't be nana from right from the loser. Right, so that this is a point which one could taka be more and to think about that is he being nana from the loser per se? I mean, he's doing a mitzvah, and halacha is that a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. Maybe we wouldn't have thought so fast that we would relate the hanoah to the loser. It happens to be that he's the owner of the lost object. But you know, but
if you say he's a Shomer Socher, I mean, isn't that saying the same?
Well, okay, so like,
what do you mean? Saying the same what? What's your question?
In other words, not that he's getting hanoah, but it's considered like the person is giving him money, right?
Well, why?
Okay, so it's like this. Whistle, but let's just speak out. Let's just speak out like this. And I think you're. I mean, you're making a point over here. Right? I don't know if it's answering the question, but like this. Now, this is what I meant before, that as far as the responsibilities of a Shomer Socher are concerned, that, I mean, someone who's being compensated for his shmira, means whatever degree, right, is being paid, that he has more responsibilities in his now if we were to wonder, that does it make a difference who the payment is coming from, right? So this is what Michael was understanding, that you know, as far as the Shomer Socher, if you're being compensated, that is what gives more responsibility. Now, where the payment's coming from, does that make a difference? So we're assuming at this point not, and if that's true, so that's the mokum to wonder that, you know, as far as Shomer Socher is concerned, you know, he's benefiting, right? You know, they're paying him, whatever it is, but he's benefiting, so that could be a reason why his responsibilities are greater. But now we're still over here, stam benefit, you know, is not going to create an isser. I need to relate the benefit to the Baal Aveda, and that's where the Mokum Pikpuk is. Now, we're one to say that the responsibility of Shomer Socher, the payment has to come from the Bailim, then upon him, the comparison would be similar. As you'd see from over there, Right? That the same way Iskinder Hashem Yisachar must be that we see that related or coming from the Baal HaAveda, if that would be true, so at least, you know, we have, it's not explaining the issue, but at least, you know, it's telling us that we can't be mechalik, right? Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. So very good. Very good. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, there's what we could.
Do we have a different explanation other than
Shlomo's? Bima'ayin over here. A different explanation. So I don't know if he was explaining anything. He was just showing us that it had to be. Right.
Okay. Right, you have to explain Shomer Sachar also.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Right. Let's see.
I originally wanted to give an explanation to this, which I gave at lunch yesterday, and I got a smile from the person, which was not the type of smile when a person likes what you're saying.
Okay.
It's the kind of smile when they don't like what you're saying.
Okay.
So I thought about it more. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw this thing about the Nechasim, what popped into my head, and so I'll see what you guys think, is that why is he putter? Meaning, he's putter because he's got the Nechasim of the Baal HaAveda. And it's the Nechasim of the Baal HaAveda that's making him putter from giving the Pruta. And so he's not being nene from the Baal HaAveda. He's being nene from the nechassim of the Baal HaAveda. That it's these nechassim that he has in his rishus that are being poter him from. So that's my new thought. I'm curious what people think.
Again, back to what you were saying before, is it to the person?
Right, meaning that right, this Aveda belongs to the Baal Aveda. It's his Nechasim. So this, the Pruta of Yosef, you're not benefiting from the Baal Aveda. He's not giving you anything. But why are you putter from giving the Pruta of the Yoni? Because you have his Nechasim, because you're holding his Nechasim. It's those Nechasim are what's being pottering, those nechassim are what's pottering you from giving the pruta to Rav Yosef, and so you're benefiting from his nechassim, not from him, but from his nechassim. That's what I want to say at this point, and I'm curious if, because this question was really bothering me for the past few days.
Now when you say you're nene from his nechassim and not from him, what does that tell us about the Iker Isser of Muda Hanoa Mechaveret?
It might not tell us anything. It might be even if you're Nesser from him, to get any from him, that would include his Nechasim.
Okay.
It's just that once I was thinking along these lines of Nechasim, this Teretz came into my head. So you're right, I'm not reading into it that way.
Now, I would just be Mo'oyer that, I mean, if we're understanding that the Iker is a Mudar Hanoah, which includes his Nechasim, right? But could it possibly mean Nechasim on their own now, without relating it to him? Or the reason why it would include Nechasim is because through Nechasim we would see that you're being Nana from him. But if there would be no Nana from him through his Nechasim, then, like, would the Nechasim by themselves become Aser?
No. So again, if you draw a case like this, right, where, again, the person's Mudar Hanoah from, right, Reuven can't be Nana from Shimon's property.
Okay.
And then Shimon sells one of his pieces of land.
You're talking specifically property?
Not property, Adarabha, we're talking about the Neveda, right? Not property, right? So
when you say not property, it means that you're Mudhanoah from the person? I'm talking about person versus property.
Yeah, so it's a person.
Person,
right?
From the farm, let's call person, okay?
Okay, so. So, right, so So Reuven isn't allowed to get hama from Shimon's stuff, right? His, or from Shimon, right?
Right.
Shimon loses something, and then he sells the right if it gets found to Levi.
Right? He sold Abdi, right? Sold so that Abdi, person so. Becomes now the Baal of Eda, right? Or you didn't want to do that.
Did I say that again?
And I was wondering
because he sold,
and so that person now becomes the Baal Aveda.
So does the Issa remain for? Is the Machzer getting Hama from Levi who bought the object, or still from?
There's an acher. Everybody agrees that the Yisr goes off. By Matana, if he gives it to an acher, the Yisr goes off.
Everybody agrees to that.
Yeah, that's not a question. Maybe what you want to ask is if he would say, "All right, whoever finds it, I'm gifting it to that person. When they pick it up, I'm gifting it to them immediately." That might be your question.
You say that it goes to an acher, everyone agrees that that's mutter,
If Reuven can't get hana from Shimon, and Shimon gives his object to Levi, and then Levi gives it to Reuven, that everybody agrees that's mutter.
How does that fit into the lashon that you're making it on the object like hekdesh, that it's also forever? Right, anyways, that was the whole suffering.
We have to get learn that sugi.
Okay.
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 So we just discussed like this. In this sugi, we see like this is that between in a scenario where a person has lost an object, someone else finds it. Right? And the issue is for him to engage in returning it to that person. There's a possibility of hano both ways, right? That the loser, there's an issue of his hano, right? Getting back his object, or maybe some facet of that he's getting back. And then we also have a hano that the finder. The finder is getting. And the Mishnah tells us that it's mutter. Right? That's the Mishnah tells us. It's mutter to do this. And on that, the Gemara right now is a machlek is that this that it's mutter might be limited only to one of the two cases that if the Issa Hano, goes in one direction. So the Gemara tells us right now that the Chad Omar, that's this first man, the Omar holds, that it's only mutter if the loser is the one who can't have Hana. So on that, the Mishnah is telling us that it's mutter because we don't see him gaining anything because he's just getting back something that was his the whole time. However, that if the Issa Hano would have been working the other way, that the finder can't be nana from the loser. So on that, the Mishnah says that he wouldn't be able to do this. Why? Because he has he's nana from Putid Rabbi Yosef, right? And that we can't undo that. There will be a hano, so he'd be over the Issa hano.
What does he do with it if he can't return it?
Okay, very good. So, I believe that what we're talking about really is in the initial picking up of the object, right? That's what we're discussing.
He knows what belongs to before he picks it up.
Okay. Let's talk about the possible scenarios, right? Right. I mean, if he knows whose it is, and therefore he knows it's someone that he can't have an off from, so he wouldn't be allowed to pick it up. he wouldn't be allowed to be luchar, right? Right. See, the truth of the matter is that maybe we have to. So this will be our just one just before we enter that, right? We wanna let's go back a moment, and we say he's nena from Prutu Rabbi Yosef, right? So the Prutu Rabbi Yosef, right, is saying that if an oni comes by, right, then he's potter from that. Now at what point do we view that as a hano, right? Meaning to say that is the hano only if and when that oni comes by? That's when he's getting hano. So therefore, like, the whole thing is really just a sophic, right? That, you know, maybe an oni will come by at the time that he's being Isaac in it.
I read that he has to be mamish being Isaac in that. Not that he's put it away and it's just waiting to return, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tosha says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To be oisik in it. And also, it's not a davar shchiach, right? That he's mamish oisik in it, and then pinked rank right then.
The Gemara discusses that point. See, but what I'm addressing is like this. Something maybe a little more fine tuned over here. What we want to know is like this: is that when is the hana happening? Is the hana happening at the time that he's saving himself the pruta, meaning when the oni comes and with the whole scenario that we just discussed, that's what it is. Now, if that's so, I mean, we're telling him to some degree, right, that he can't give back the aveda, right? Now, so when are we talking? When are we talking over here? Right?
I see if I'm understanding the question correctly, meaning, are you asking, let's say, if no ani came at all, did he get the pruta to Rav Yosef? Or yeah, only if an ani comes,
I mean, that's
he's of, getting
that's
the benefit?
That's sort of what I'm heading at.
Okay,
right,
that's
what I
want to
know. You know, what I want to know is like this, is that the hano of pruta to Rav Yosef, that is the first side of things I was saying, is that only when the situation presents itself. And according to that, is that initially, there's really, it's, you know, it's just a sophic, really, whether it'll ever happen. Right. And, you know, if Ani never came by, so then there never had the Prut Rav Yosef. Now, it doesn't seem like that, right, because the Prut Rav Yosef, right, a Shomer Aved is a Shomer Socher, that doesn't say only when the Ani comes by, right? Right, so this what opens us up to the other possibility that what it is that Avada, he's right away even before it happens. But the fact that there is such a halacha that he is potter from the pruta, that's the hano that he has right now, right? And that's non dependent on whether actually the unable come or not, because that ptur is activated for him essentially as soon as he picks up the object. He has such a halacha that, you know, he's now being oisik, he has a mitzvah lefanav and he's being oisik in it, and, you know, with the proper scenario he'll be potter.
So he has a know immediately?
Yeah. Now what one could ask is that you have to, you know, ask the right people over here, is that, well, I mean, if he's saving himself a pruta, right, the oni, so how much is his benefit worth, the ticket to the tour worth, right? It probably should be less than a pruta, right? You know, if that's what it is, right?
I understand.
The immediate benefit is valued at less than a shava pruta, right? Because it's a potential of saving a pruta, but a potential not. So if you'd ask how much of a person pay for that, you'd pay a half a pruta.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe he's going to give the yoni more than a pruta. So, and you only give an ani a pruta?
Mechuyev to give the ani a minimum of a pruta. If he wants to give more, that's his out of his generosity of his heart. So...
Okay. That's the hama that he's getting from the object, right? If he gives more than a pruta, that's the...
All right, so I'll say different. Maybe there'll be more than one ani. So to give a pruta to each ani.
They come together in a car.
Okay. That could be an answer. Okay, I'm just raising that technical question. Right? Okay. That might be a good answer. right? Akoponim. But fruit of Yosef, right, is considered a value of Hano. So
it's not Shef for one, I mean, it's really not Shef for multiple. Extra not Shef.
No, but I think okay. what Weinstein gets is what does it mean lo shchiach? Now it depends on how you understand these two different studim. It's lo shchiach that an ani is ever going to come, and therefore you're probably not going to get the benefit at all. Or because it's lo shchiach that an ani is going to come, so you're not thinking about, you don't care so much about this benefit, even though it's coming at the very beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Or it could be the lo shchiach answers the question. It's the fact that it's using a lashon that it's lo shchiach. It's saying dafka if the ani is coming. You know, maybe right.
I wasn't thinking. I have to think about what you're saying. I'll tell you the truth. I wasn't. The way I was thinking at this point was that regardless, it's based on the probability of the ani coming. Right? Even you know the immediate schus that you have is based on how you view the possibilities and probabilities of ani coming. That's how I was looking at it. But maybe there's a different way to understand it. So what we're getting at over here is therefore like this, that the benefit that he gets is as soon as he picks up the object. And therefore, the Issa Hano would say that you can't pick up the object because you're having that Hano, immediately. So even though that you're right, that there are Isurim involved in not picking up an object, but you have the Issa Hano over here. So that would be the halacha in this case over here, Sheval Taisa, right? That you can't pick up the Aveda because there's an Issa involved in picking up the Aveda. By picking up the Aveda, he's being nene from the Baal Aveda.
I don't know if this is what he was getting at before. Meaning, we're saying it's because of Ese Doche Lo Tase.
Oh, are we?
Right? Isn't that what we said? Why you don't have to prove to Yosef?
Sorry.
Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Fine. Oh, okay, you're right. It's not Ese Doche Lo Tase. Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Fine. You're right. So that's a big difference.
Which essay in Lo Tase are you referring to?
Well, it's not going to be that way, but there's lo titalam and there's hashev tashev.
Right, right.
So there's a lo tase and there's an essay.
Lo titalam.
Right.
So an essay is lo doche de lo tase. You're saying, right? Yeah.
The essay is doche de lo tase.
I mean, you might be asking a question.
How can
you? You might be able to formulate a question. That let's say Ese Dechaleisa say, and we're saying he can't pick it up because of an Isser, right, of an Isser Neder, right, which is a Lo Yachal Dvor, what the Isser of Neder is. So let's say that's a Leisa say. Now, Shava Saveda has an assay in it. Right, so maybe you could ask a question that way.
Right.
Allow him, let him pick it up because of Ese Doche Lo Tase. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you say about that question?
I have something else to say.
on this topic?
The guy did something wrong by making the nether in the first place. If he made the nether, and because he made the nether, he caused that he can't be returned something when he's supposed to return it, and therefore he put it, by making the nether, he caused himself not to be able to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but we see that you can, if you ask for sukkah, then you don't sit in the sukkah, and you, so...
He did not bear it.
Okay, but he still can't sit in the sukkah. Maybe he didn't have Eira, maybe, but he still can't sit in the sukkah.
So he did something wrong by making the nether in the first place.
So, okay. So? Maybe he did. Well, he didn't have ever been doing it. What's the nafkamin at this point?
I'm saying the essay is not the halacha right there.
Yeah, it's an essay. I mean, that question, right. I'm saying the same question over there. So I have to know, as far as the essay, the halacha, say what the right answer to that is. In the dorm, so makes an eder, right? So he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. What about esed deichaleisa? Say, I don't know what the right answer to that is right now. Right, maybe someone will look into it. Okay. So akoponim. So what we're saying right now is like this. So let's speak out over here that the Mishnah was saying is there's two possibilities of the Isser Hano over here, right? The last thing we just discussed was that the Hano that the Moitzi Aveda, the finder, is getting when he picks up that Aveda. So we just started talking that the Hano really comes to him as soon as he picks it up. And that's why the din will not allow him to pick it up. Right? That's gonna be the halach. So he will pass this item. Oh, now we just wanted to play out to the other scenario. That let's say, you know, he sees Aveda on the ground, doesn't know who it is, he picks it up, you know, because he's mechuyav to pick it up. And after he does his investigations, he finds out that it happens to belong to right? And so what does he do now?
But couldn't he ask somebody else to return it? I can't give it back to Yonkel. Please give it back to Yonkel. Tell somebody else.
Right, I was also thinking. I think you'd have to shlichus, but I'm curious. I'm just waiting to see what the Rav says.
I don't know. According to what we're saying right now, I wonder exactly what you do. See, Bishlam, if you don't pick it up in the first place, okay, fine. You know, so then this whole didn't start. But if you picked it up already, so you are a Shomer Aveda. Right, so according to what we're saying, right, you know, so you have the Ptur, right? You have this Ptur over here. So what do you do? What do you do now? How do you relinquish yourself? From that tour, according to what we're saying right now, I mean, throwing it back on the floor, I don't know if that's really going to help you. That doesn't really change the situation. Having someone else return it, that's also not so simple that that's going to be sufficient. You're going to have to somehow transfer your Torah's Shomer to someone else. Right? That's what you'll need. You're not an Oisik mitzvah anymore. Right, maybe that's what that's the only to do. Right, I don't know, it's a good question. What do you do?
Are you asking whether... asking whether you can transfer the chiyuv, or whether you can... whether you can make a shaliach, or...
Well, I mean, If the Ptur comes with this, that you become the Shomer Aveda, and you have the responsibility, and therefore, you know, the mitzvah is mutl on you, you're an Oisik b'mitzvah, so you have to relinquish that. You know, you have to have someone that takes over the responsibility. Right? Would it be sufficient, Just to ask someone to do it, if he's really just doing it for you and responsibility relies upon you, just thinking out loud. The p'tur we're saying is even according to what we're the way we're talking right now. If this is right, that the p'tur is even when you're not being actually Isaac, the fact that were the situation to come together. So now, when you give it to someone else, are you making that the situation doesn't exist anymore because I'm not being Isaac? Right, that's one side of things, right? Or, you know, if the halacha didn't transfer the responsibility, so, you know, by the same token, you know, the person could just decide not, so that afsharus still lies by you. Right. And until you get yourself out of it, right? Then I wonder if it's enough just to appoint someone else to do it. Is it going to become better than the fact that the ani didn't come?
Rabbi, what if you told that other person, listen, I made a neder not to have noah from that person, so I can't do it. I need you to do it. So now you're transferring it over. So he knows very clearly.
I don't. So what makes the transfer? I mean, he knows why, etc. But what relinquishes you? Right, that's what we need to know how that works.
I mean, you're so good. I mean, right. If it's only while he's actually doing the shmirah, so then I assume you're masking that then he's no longer getting the benefit. But you're saying it's if the p'tur I'm giving to the ani is the whole time until it's returned,
right.
Then you wouldn't be accomplishing it.
Right. Then I'll tell you what my suffix is, because true, you could tell me that, well, you know, just like if we for sure an ani wasn't going to come, that we wouldn't see any hanah. So now that person's taking care of it, so, you know, as far as he's concerned, he's never going to be Isaac. He's not being Isaac b'mitzvah. That's what you might say. Well, what I was just wondering was, is that if he didn't pull himself out of the obligation and he's still there, he got someone to do his job. So is that sufficient? You know, is that enough to say that, well, I have someone who's doing this, I'm not an Isaac b'mitzvah? Well, you know, for that matter, I mean, the person could just back out of it, for that matter. Unless, as long as he's, the Ikra obligation is by him, and he just asks someone for a favor, can you do this for me? Is that sufficient, being that there's no obligation from that person to do it, so, you know, he could just decide not to do it, right? Or something can prevent him from doing it, and then it's back on you. So that efsharus of the Isaac is still in existence, right?
Okay,
that's what I mean to say.
Meaning it's even like just like if you would put it in a safe, and you're not getting the benefit now. Now, if an ani comes, you're going to have to give it, but you're still getting the potential when you take it out of the safe. You're going to have to do a shmira again. Giving it to this guy's like putting in a safe, but he might give it back to you, so you still have the prut of the review safe in case he gives it back.
Yeah, let's say something like that, right?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I mean, what about, if you got the prut of the review safe only at the beginning?
What does that mean?
I mean, you got it from the very beginning you're putter from maybe you're not getting anything after that. Now, once you have it in your hand, you're not getting the prut of the review safe anymore. The prut of Yosef isn't if the ani comes. If the ani comes, taka, that's the time when you're not going to have to give him the tzedakah. But the prut of Yosef was at the very beginning. That was at the time you picked it up. You didn't know whose it was, so, you know. But now you're not getting anything anymore.
But he got the prut at the beginning?
Yeah, the prut came at the... No, the prut has nothing to do... We're saying the prut has nothing to do with whether an ani comes.
Okay.
It's the fact that he's put... You know, he's putter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's got the prut of Yosef is supposed to be a putter. So, the very beginning, when he picked it up, he's going to be putter whenever he's going to be putter. So, he's already got that pruta. So now, doing the Hashavas of Eid isn't giving him anything anymore. It's only the fulfillment of the pruta that he already got.
And if an ani comes at that moment, he's not getting any...
It seems as though that's not the benefit. The benefit is the patur.
So don't we have a guideline what to do in this situation? Is he should give a pruta afterwards to Benakabayas, right? If he gets the hama, so then he has to dispose of it.
And if he never gets it?
Then he doesn't. But again, if that's his name, if he's returning the object, and all of a sudden the money comes to him, and he saved his pruta, right? So then we learn from the other case that that's what you do with such a money.
So where are you sending this question here? Are you asking that?
That's an answer, not a question.
Oh, it's an answer.
Right. The question is, he picked up the object. Now he has a chiyuv to do hashavas aveda.
Right.
But he's going to get hana from someone that he's aser bana from. So we have a formula of what to do with that. Is that he should give it for better kabbayis, and now he doesn't get hana from it. So, everybody's happy except for the honey.
So then at the very beginning,
so let him do that in the first place, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the time he picks it up, he says, Prutala tzedakah. Prutala ektish. That's what he has to do.
He's still got the
Aveda, right. If that was possible, so then it should be matter, just like our mission says,
right,
concerning the
right,
the other case. You know, a mokshel haschar, you could give it to him. How could you accept that you're getting hano? The answer is okay, fine. You know, I'm going to give it to Hektish. I'm going to give it to Hektish. Okay, I guess we'll have to see in the Gemara about this, right? The Gemara really handles this a little bit, right? We'll handle this. Not quite this, but we'll. I think we'll get this chance to see in the Gemara. Maybe this point will come out. Okay, so let's back up again where we are. So Nochamu, again in this Gemara, what we see is that in the exchange of a person who lost an Aveda and someone else finds it, the returning of the Aveda, there's a possibility of Hano either way, right? The person who's getting back his Aveda, there's a possibility that's considered a Hano. And the more often discusses that the person who finds the Aveda could be Nana from the loser because of Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Now, the Gemara by us, therefore, says as follows, that our mission, which says that it's mutter to do this, right, you could return the Aveda, so one Mandama says that the Heter could only be if the Issa Hano lies by the loser, and on that mission we'll be saying that getting back his Aveda is not a Hano, so therefore he could give it back. But were the Issa Hano to be the other way, that the finder can't be nana from the loser, then he would not be able to return it because he's nana from Prut Rabbi Yosef. That's the first man to Omar. The second man to Omar, the Gemara says, Chad Omar, Afil nechse bal aveda asuna machzir mahadele. The other man to Omar says that no, that even if the Isur of Hano was the other way, also nothing to be concerned. Mishum Puter Yosef lo shchiach. Puter Yosef is lo shchiach, and therefore it's not something that we would calculate as a hano is concerned. Now, I mean, the Ran already tells us, doesn't really explain to us what, but I mean, we're going with Puter Yosef, right, that he's a shomer socher. Right. Nevertheless, we're making some kind of split over here, which needs an explanation, right? Because we're saying that we're still viewing the Pruta de Rabbi Yosef as a means of payment to give him the responsibilities of a shomer socher. However, concerning Hano, it's lo shriach, and it's not going to be considered a Hano. Right? So that needs a little bit of explanation, that how we split the two things. Meaning to say, that, I mean, if it's not shchiach, so why would we consider that as a payment? And if we're considering it as a payment, so by the same token, then there should be a hano in mudr hano. What's the basis of this chiluk? This needs explanation. You have something to tell us? You have something to offer? Rabbi Yo, what do you say about this? about this. You saw anything on this topic? To explain the difference between the Shomer Socher aspect of Putra Rabbi Yosef and the Hano, the Nene, in the Sugya. I'm sure you were bothered by the question, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
There might be a Ritva on this, I think.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Could be. All right. This. I didn't have a chance to see on this. All right. But no. Right. No one has anything to say over here. Okay. So this is a point that we'll have to fill in. Okay. But let's just get the chesim of the Gemara. Okay, so this is the first lashon of the Gemara in explaining this in this machlokes. Let's see the Gemara. Gemara right now has come to bring a raya. Zok Gemara Tanan. Zok Gemara. Let's bring a raya Tanan. Mokem shenoyden le'aschar tipul hano lehekdish. Our mission. This is the safe of the mission. The mission says that mokem shenoyden le'aschar. If there's a payment due to the finder of an Aveda, so Zok the Mishnah Tipul Hanola Hekdish. Zok Mar Bishlam Lamando Omar Afilu Bishenich Se Bal Aveda Asum Al Machzir Nami Mahader. Zok the Mishnah as follows that this is good according to the Mando Omar Afilu Bishenich Se Bal Aveda Asurim Al Machzir Nami Mahader. Hainu Dikotoni. Mokem shenoten le'aschar tipul lehekdish. El mando omar kishenech se bal aveda asura machzir loy meedar amai tipul hano lehekdish. Zok the Gemara sees in this line in the Mishnah a raya to the machlokes. As the Gemara says that this is good according to mando omar, I feel that the Mishnah is matir. Amafil b'shenich say bal aveda asum al machzir. The Mishnah is matter both. Afil b'shenich say bal aveda. Okay, have to see the gears over here.
Right.
The gears in the Gemara is a little confusing. So let's see in the Ran. Zot the Ran. Yeah, Tanan. Mokim shenoten le'aschar tipul hano, right? The heck. Shemar is being right from that law in the mission. It's as follows. Bishlom lemando omer b'shenich say machzir asuna balaveda. Right? This is how the Ran has the gear. So, that we're bringing a raya that according to the mando omer, that nichsei machzir asuna balaveda, that the isser is on the owner of the aveda itself.
The Ran switches the...
Yeah, right. You know, Ran's changing the... Is changing
who's
the
gears. Machzir to who? Yeah, he switches the machzir and the...
No, he switches the bishlema. The bishlema in our Gemara goes on the person who says it goes both ways, and then the kash is on the one who says it only goes one way, and the Ran switches it that the bishlema is on the one who says it goes one way, and the kash is on the one who says it goes both ways.
Right. Now, basically, what we're saying is like this, right? The Mishnah talks about that if it's mokash nele schar, so tipul ha schar lehektish, which that scenario that the Mishnah is talking about is that if the finder deserves payment and he's not taking payment, so the loser therefore will be nene from it. So we need to deal with that. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Mishnah over there is obviously discussing a case when it's the loser can have ano from the finder, right? So then we understand what the Mishnah is discussing. You know this scenario, but when it's the opposite, that the finder can have ano from the loser. So that line in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. What's the problem? You know, if the finder doesn't want to take it. So fine, so be meichelit. I mean, you know, the loser is having hano, granted, but the loser was there was no isra hano in this case. So, I mean, that the Gemara right now is assuming that line of the Mishnah goes back on both heterim that Mishnah says, or whatever scenario the Mishnah was matir, this one is coming to say that, well, if you have the following problem, so you know you'll take care of it by giving it to Hekdush. So this issue is only possible in the case when the loser can't be Nana. Right, that's what it is. You know, if this compensation has to be given and he's not taking it, so the loser is the one who's benefiting from it. So Bishlama, that if the Mishnah is only discussing where the Issa Hana is on the loser, because, you know, if it was on the other way, then it wouldn't be mutter, right? That's what it means to say over here, right? The Mishnah is saying it's mutter to return it. Well, if you hold that, it's only mutter to return it when the loser can't have ano. So fine, so that's the only case that we're talking about. And then that the Mishnah says that, you know, if Makom Shnei Tnei Schar, there's another issue of Hano, the fact that he's gaining the Schar, aside from the actual Metzi itself, but he's gaining the Schar. Okay, so you have to deal with it, you have to give it to Hekdish. But were you to learn that the Mishnah is being matter both cases, so the Mishnah being matter both cases, so seemingly that Sefer of the Mishnah, which says the Mokash Nele Eschar, is going back on both cases, and it's raising a problem in both cases, and giving us a solution. And that thing Mora is saying, well, that this problem is not a problem in the case when the Isser Hanoah is on the finder. That's what the Gemara means to bring a raya, and on that the Gemara's answer is achod katani. Right? On that the Gemara says the simple answer to say that this line in the Mishnah in Ochanami, regardless, is only addressing the case where the Bala Veda can't have Hano. Right? So now, if there's another case in the Mishnah, I'm saying according to the Maimon, okay, fine, but this is not addressing that. It's not supposed to address it. So therefore, the more answers simply this question. Okay, so we got that. What that is, right? I'll just say it over one more time, if it sounds a little bit confusing. Right, what we have in the Mishnah is, let's say, according to the Manda Omar, that the Mishnah is matter both cases, right? Which would mean that therefore our Mishnah is talking about both cases. Right? One may return an Aveda, whether the loser can't be Nana from the finder, or the finder can't be Nana from the loser. Right? That's what the Mishnah would be saying. The Mishnah is talking about two cases. Now the Mishnah ends off by raising a problem. That, well, what's going to be if it's a Malkum Mishnah and Leaschar? So then there is Hano over here. So on, and that the Mishnah says, well, you know, fine, tipol lehekdish. That's how you could take care of that Hano. Now, Malkum Mishnah Leaschar, who is getting Hano? In this case of Kirna, Malkum Mishnah Leaschar, of course, the loser is the one who's getting Hano, because the issue was that he should have to be paying the finder. Right? That's definitely what it is. So this problem is addressing a case where the loser is one who can't have Hano. This case does not address if the finder can't have Hano, right? Because if the finder can't have Hano, is there any problem the fact that he deserves payment and he's moichel the payment? You know, right? So, but what's the problem with that? Right? He's not having Hano. So the Gemara in the Gemara's kasha, or you know, when Gemara's bringing a rai, is assuming that last line in the Mishnah, which talks about Mokum Shnei, is addressing whatever case is going on in the Reisha, in the first part of the Mishnah. So you know, if the Mishnah is discussing both cases, that means that last line should be addressing both cases, and it doesn't. Right? That last line only addresses a case, like we're saying, where the loser is being Nana. So that's why the Gemara thought that should be a raya, that obviously the Mishnah is not discussing a case when the finder can't be Nana. And on that, the Gemara answers the simple answer, which probably we would have thought ourselves, that line is not going back. That line is only referring to the case which is applicable to both. If there's more cases in the Mishnah, fine. But this line is just raising a problem for only the case which has the problem.
I think what the way the Rebbe is expressing it, I think That sort of might explain why people argue with the skirsa, right? Because it seems pretty pashut.
Right. 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 Okay, so we have to work out over here. So what that shackle v'tari is? Okay, but we're not heading over there, right? Now let's just see the hemshech hagemara. I want to see the hemshech hagemara. Zok gemara, bika demastin lo b'hai lishna. We have a second lashon, a lishna b'astro, a second lashon, which is again discussing the amachlekes. That what are the cases of our Mishnah? But according to this lashon, it's as follows: Ikdemastni lo b'hai lishna pligi b'rami rabasi chad omar loishono elo b'shenichse balaveda asurin al machzir. One man says that the heter in the Mishnah is specifically talking is being matter the finder. That's all the Mishnah is talking about, the finder. And that's because Putiyos is Lashriach. Aval nichse machzer asuna balaveda loy mehadolei. However, that if the loser is the one who can't be nene from the finder, we have no etzer for him. That's taka osur. Mishum dekama hanilei. He's giving him hano. Now, this, according to the first lashon, this was pashut, that he's not being given hano. Like Moras, okay, he's giving back something of his own. According to this lashon, that's not going to be sufficient.
So which hano is he?
Oh, very good. Right. So
which hano is he have a problem with? According to this manda amar, when the machzer can't return it because we don't say he's just returning his own item.
Right.
He actually is giving him hano. What hano is he giving him? That's the question.
So go ahead, why is that a question?
So let's see the Ran. So I mean, Michael is raising the question in what we discussed before. There's really two sides, which of possible hano. We have the actual object itself, and then we have the hishtamshus, right? Which according to the first lashon, you know, neither is a reason for hano. Now at this point, the Gemara is saying that returning of an aveda is hano, so that's what he's raising. Which side of it is the Gemara hold now? Which is the hano? Is it the actual aveda itself, or maybe the Gemara is referring to the hishtamshus, the ability to use? So what is? Let's see if we could see in the Ran what the Ran says. Okay, I just want to pick up in the middle of the Ran.
The ones Ikedemasni, that Ran?
Yeah, in Ikedemasni, I want to pick up over here.
Right, Aval?
Right after the Kachnir Be'enai, right. You see that? Right after Kachnir Be'enai. Right, Aval B'nichse Machzir Asir Mal Balaveda. But in that case, when the Balaveda can't, the loser can't have ano, loy mahadele, mishum deka mahanile, he's giving ano. Okay, so far we don't see any in what ano is. But now he said like this, v'odif tfei mipereya choyvoy. And this is better, right? This is, the Mishnah told us pereya choyvoy is mutter, right? Pereya choyvoy is mutter. And the mission, and according to this man, the Omar, but to give him back his aveda, right? That's also, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is that? So on that, the Ran says, "Va'odef tfemi pereach pereach lechayvoy, dekomamti le biyode." That's what I'm saying. He's handing him something physical. If he wouldn't return it now, right, he wouldn't have it at all. So, I mean, definitely the Ran sounds like he's talking, it would sound like he's talking about the object itself, right? Definitely, right? So whatever the Gemara Taka in the first Lashon was saying, addressing the object, that there's no Hano in the object because it was his own thing, right? This is what the Ran is saying, that this lashon holds that the returning of an aveda is the Hano. I'm giving it to you back right now. Transferring to you right now. Granted, it was mine, but it was yours the whole time. But you know, but it's more of a Hano than a prayer lechayve. Prayer lechayve is the reason why over there there's no Hano is because whatever I have, you know, I had the whole time. Right? That's what it is. Right? You're not transferring something to me that without the transfer, you know there could be a if I don't get it back, you know, it could be lost. It could be lost and then therefore the monetary ownership will become bottled from it. So that's how the Ran is explaining the Gemara why this is you're getting it's possible that in a Moise Aveda there is a greater Hano than a Perele Chayvai, and that's because that there's a transfer of something over here. Perele Chayvai, there's no transfer, right? Whatever it is that you know that you're over there, you're not whatever what he's doing is that whatever you have is intact. That's what it is. Right? It's not handing you anything.
English quotes this Ran and says that you cannot give the money to the person who made the nether and tell him, pay the guy you owe the money to, here, take this $1,000 and pay off your debt, give it right now to the Malba, because that
would be like this. That would be like
that. That would be also getting direct Hana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So we see as far as that was the question that we raised that the Gemara that's talking in the Gemara over here as far as the Hano of the Baal Aveda is in the Aveda itself, and this lashon in the Gemara holds that getting back the Aveda itself is considered a Hano. Like the Rambam explains why this would be more odif, we view it more of a hano than the reish of the mission, which is parele chayvei. And therefore, zok the gemara that according to the manda omar that the mishnah is only matter one of the two cases. According to this lashon, the one of the two cases that would be matter is only the meitzaved, the putta d'Rabbi Yosef, but. As far as the Moitz Aved himself, his Hano, we can't be matim. And the other man, the Omar, according to this, Zokta Gimorum, V'chalom afil nechse machse, sunar abal veda mutter, both cases, the chimahadale midi, the nafshi komahadale, the svara that we said before. Now, what comes out like this, is that Both Lishonis, one man the Omer says that we're matter both cases, and the other man the Omer says only matter one case. The difference between Lishonis is that what is the one case that the mission is matter? Are we being matter the case where the Baal Aveda, the loser, can have Hano? That was the first case. That's mutter. And according to him, you know, the other case wouldn't be mutter because puta b'Rabbi Yosef, you know, is a hano. And according to this second lashon, the Mavda Omar, who's matter only one of the two cases, is on the contrary. It's just the case when the Moitze Aveda can't have hano, puta b'Rabbi Yosef is le'shchiach. But if we would be discussing the hano from that the Baal Aveda, the loser, can't be nena, right? That according to this Mando Omar, that it definitely is a Hano, and we couldn't be matter it. So now the Gemara says like this, according to this, Bishlam Mando Omar filu b'shenichse machse asurino abal aveda mahada haino dimitarit mokum.
Are you back in the Gemara?
I'm back into the Gemara, right?
Last four lines. Four lines.
I see, yeah.
Bishlam Mande Omar Afilu Shinich Se Max Asum Mal Balaveda is Mahader Hainu Dimitarit Mokin. El Mande Omar Vishnich Se Max Asurin Veloy Mahader Hechim Tarit Mokin. So the Gemara Kasha. Now, what the Gemara is saying over here is that, as we explained before, the only understanding that we have in the Sefer of the Mishnah, which talks about Mokom Shemachzirim, is if we're addressing the case where the loser can't have Hanoh. Then there's a discussion, Mokom Shemachzir, that, you know, he's getting schar, he's getting hanoch from the fact that he doesn't have to pay. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. So now, according to this lotion, the way the Gemara is asking is as follows. The premise that the Gemara is going is different than the Gemara before. Meaning to say this, is that we just need one case, some scenario that the Sefer could address. So according to the Manda Omar that the Mishnah is speaking about both cases, Sakoponim, the Sefer, which talks about Mokum El Askar, has a case to address. Doesn't have to address both cases. At least it'll address the case when we're the loser can't be Nana. But according to the Manda Omar, who says the case when the loser can't be Nana, we can't be Matir, because he definitely is gaining when he returns to Aveda. And the Mishnah is only speaking about a case when the finder can't be Nana. So I'm going to ask them, well, that's all the Mishnah is discussing. So what's happening in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Welcome, Mishnah Leskar. What's the issue? Right? Yeah? So this, we hear very good what the Gemara is asking, right? Because at least, I mean, it has to talk to one of the two cases. According to the other Manda Omar, granted, fine, it'll speak to one of the two cases. But according to this Manda Omar, this doesn't talk to any case that the Mishnah was discussing. That's what the Gemara asks, and the Gemara remains with the question.
Well, often, this doesn't say tiyuvta.
Right. So as a matter of fact, what you're being medayik is, and the Mefarshim Takas say, the Rishonim, that kasha really means something which is not a final decision on this. Kasha usually means that that there's the answer for that. There is a way of answering it. That's what this seems like a pretty strong question here, right? So why the Gemara doesn't end with a tiyufta is a point. All right. Okay. It looks like it's maybe a little late to start the next Gemara over here. Even though, in as much as we very much like to, but I think that maybe we'll have to hold over here for next time, right? If that's okay with everyone. All right, okay.
All right.